You stretch it from one?
Yeah.
From one post.
From one post to the next post.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock that you could get from a field? If you had a really good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of...
China.
What about an egg made out of that?
Yeah.
Ceramics.
Well, did you ever see just a
China egg.
Uh-huh. What would that be used for? Was it just decoration?
Just decoration,
no,
honey.
No, it would be used for putting
the
hen in the nest.
Oh, you know more about that than I'll let you answer that.
It would be putting the nest for an egg, you know,
uh-huh.
The chicken to lay on. You never leave no good eggs, just leave the China egg in the nest.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep the chickens?
The chicken house.
Uh-huh. What other places for chickens?
Chicken coop.
Uh-huh. What's the chicken coop like?
It's just a little bitty house where your chickens go roosting, that's all.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Or you keep little baby chicks.
Mm. And a brooder. You can
brooder.
Uh-huh. What do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
She's a mother hen.
Okay. And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this?
Wishbone.
Uh-huh. Any stories about that?
Oh, you make a wish on the bone, it's supposed to come true.
How do you do that?
Well, if you'd be eating chicken with me, say, I'd give you an end first, and I'd take the next end, and we'd break it, make a wish at the same time.
Sure,
the shortest end gets the wish.
That's sometimes just old tale.
No, I don't eat chicken, so I don't want to do it.
What did people do with the what did people used to use to carry water in?
In the olden time?
Uh-huh.
Pail, I guess, I know.
What was the pail made out of?
Wood, I imagine.
What about something that they'd milk in?
A milk pail.
Mm-hmm. What would that be made out of?
I imagine wood, too. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever see something like that made out of metal?
Mm-hmm.
What did they call that?
A milk pail.
Uh-huh.
A bucket.
A bucket.
A what?
A bucket.
Is a bucket the same as a pail?
Yeah. No, it's a little different. A pail is built. It's different than a regular bucket. A little different, isn't it?
How are they different?
Well, a pail is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's wider.
And at the top, you mean?
Yeah.
Or what's a bucket made out of? Does it make any difference?
No, they make them out of plastic now.
It was made out of granite
before.
Enamel.
And then another.
No.
Yeah. Sure, they had another kind, Mama. Galvanized bucket.
Galvanized, yeah.
I knew it had another bucket.
What about something,
They call them a pail where you from, I guess.
Yeah, what about them? Something they could use to carry food to the hogs in? They call that a...
bucket.
Mm. What you put the food in, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of
a slop?
A trough.
Huh? Trough.
Uh-huh. But what you carried out to the trough in, you carry down in a... Did you ever hear a slop pail or a
slop pail? Slop pail, yeah, they call it slop pail.
Uh-huh. And something that you could use for frying eggs in.
A frying pan.
Anything else?
A Dutch oven.
Uh-huh. What does the Dutch oven look like?
It's a pot, iron pot.
Does it have legs on it, or? It's bigger than a frying pan, though?
It's deeper.
What about something that you could use for heating up water to make hot tea in?
Kettle.
Huh?
Put it on your stove, a kettle.
Uh-huh.